In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Saints and philosophers have, for a long time, tried to understand how Abraham, a holy, good man, would be so ready to obey God when he told him to kill his son Isaac. They have tried to either make excuses for Abraham or to say what he planned to do was totally morally abhorrent. But I think if we pay attention to the text, if we try to see what God is saying to us through the entire story, then the action of Abraham not only becomes understandable, but becomes a lesson for us. There are two things that we need to keep in mind. First of all, the first words we heard in the first reading. God put Abraham to the test. And just like all good teachers, God does not send Abraham unprepared into this test. And also, it's not recorded in the passage we heard today, but as Isaac and Abraham are walking up the mountain to the sacrifice, Isaac questions his father. He says, "Father, I've got the wood, and we have the fire and the dagger, but where is the lamb for the sacrifice?" And Abraham turns to his son and says, "God will provide the sacrifice." I think that Abraham knew on a deep level that God would not ask him to go through to the end with the sacrifice. He would make some kind of intervention so that Isaac would not die. And the reason I say this is because Abraham was a man of trust in God. He had got that trust from experience. For years, for decades, Abraham had been following God out of the land of Ur into Canaan, from there into Egypt, and then back to the Promised Land. And through all this time, wandering alone and defenseless with his family, God again and again had blessed him with protection and safekeeping. Abraham learned to trust God because he remembered what God had done for him. This is what our Lord is trying to do for St. Peter and the other apostles in the Transfiguration. He is trying to give them an experience of his glory, so that when the scandal of his crucifixion comes, they will remember that their leader suffering death on the cross as a criminal is truly the Son of God in full possession of his glory. That although that glory is hidden for a time, it is really his, and that nothing will be able to take it away. St. Peter says when he sees the transfigured Lord, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." And yet, unlike Abraham, he doesn't hold on to this memory. He forgets the glory of the Lord and ends up not trusting in God, but denying his Lord, denying him three times. So in the readings today, we have two examples. Abraham, who trusted in God because he remembered what God had done for him, and St. Peter, who quickly forgets the glory of the Lord when confronted with Christ suffering on the cross. And we too have a choice. We can behave like either. We can be like Abraham and remember God's mercies when we go through difficult times, or perhaps we choose the route of St. Peter and forget what God is capable of when things get dark and difficult. There is one way, or probably many ways, but one way that I know of that keeps us like Abraham, and that is when we spend time in prayer, hopefully every day, to think carefully and slowly about the blessings we have received that very day. It might take some time. Maybe it's been a difficult, challenging day. But if we go prayerfully and slowly over that day, we can begin to see the hand of God, what sufferings he has kept from us, what generosity and friends he has blessed us with, what moments of respite he has given us from the struggle, even if that's all that we can come up with. We can be mindful and thankful for that. St. Augustine said that hope resides in the memory. By being grounded, by remembering in what God has done for us, we are able to go forward even through the most challenging times, confident that as God blessed us in the past, he will bless us in the future. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.